Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Daniel Eslin from Spain, covering global governance conferences. We have a global government clip expanded with Walter Cronkite talking about global government and the devil. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. It's coming up. These people are completely out of their minds. Our guest is Jeffrey M. Smith. You've got to go to seedsofdeception.com. You've got to get Seeds of Deception, the book, the number one international bestseller on GMO foods. You've got to get his new book, and that's Genetic Roulette. And, yes, we're going to be carrying him here. I've made that deal with him, but we're not selling him yet. Just get him now. We cannot wait. We have just got to get these out to people. We've got 4 minutes left. I'm going to just actually gag myself. I'm going to stick a shoe in my mouth, and you've got the floor, sir, whatever else you think is important.
Well, I think that I want to describe what's happening currently because it may be in a state from some of the listeners, and they could participate in expressing outrage to their state assemblymen or the departments of agriculture. Monsanto is backed against the corner because the tipping point is occurring against genetically engineered bovine growth hormone. And so starting in October in Pennsylvania, the Department of Agriculture, the Secretary of Ag, passed a ruling saying it was illegal for companies to label their products as RBGH-free, or as they say, RBST-free. And there was such an outcry that the governor's office stopped the ruling and said, we're going to delay it by a month to review. And he finally came out with a compromise plan that allowed for the labeling but required this bogus sentence saying that according to the FDA, there's no difference in milk from cows treated with RBGH or not. And that bogus sentence was written by Monsanto's former attorney who was in charge of policy at the FDA, and it's a lie. There's a significant difference between the milk from cows treated with RBGH. It has higher levels of IGF-1, which is linked to cancer, and I mean very linked to cancer. Women with high levels of IGF-1 who are premenopausal are 7 times more likely to develop breast cancer. Men are 4 times more likely to develop prostate cancer, and it's in much higher levels in milk from cows treated with RBGH. So, unfortunately, we have sort of won in Pennsylvania. We've sort of won in Utah, but it's being fought now. I mean, in Ohio.
So who do we lobby? Who do we lobby?
We're lobbying right now. Kansas, Missouri, and Utah are the main ones right now.
Okay, in closing, because the listeners will get mad, I forgot this question. The Doomsday Vault that they've built, 1,000 kilometers from the North Pole, filled with all of the seed stock that hasn't been contaminated.
Well, certainly these type of vaults are all over the planet, and they're not often well kept up. And sometimes a biotech company will sort of take an ownership interest in them so that they can have access to the germplasm to genetically engineer it, patent it, and then further their plans to control the world's food supply. I happen to know Carrie Fowler, who is the director of the Norwegian plant. He's a very good man, and he has a very good dream for protecting the world's seed supply for the long term. Now, whether or not the corporate interests are involved in it and what their level of interest is and what their level of ability to manipulate that, it's hard to say. But this is something that's of fundamental importance to protect the biodiversity. When the Green Revolution was started in India, they had 250,000 varieties of rice. They knocked it down to a few hundred.
And by the way, I've got to stop you again. I've got to stop you again because we're almost out of time here. You just brought up a whole other thing. The big GMO companies are buying up all the heirloom seeds so you can't get them.
Oh, yeah. In fact, Monsanto is the largest seed company in the world. And so they're reducing the amount of non-GM seeds available in certain seed categories. So they're really in a situation to control the shots if they own the seed supply.
Seedsofdeception.com. Seeds of Deception is the best-selling book. The brand-new book is Genetic Roulette. We're going to have you back up for a two-hour interview when you get back after the 16th from that conference. All I can say is, Jeffrey M. Smith, God bless you for what you're doing for all of humanity. People need to support you, and thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you so much, Alex.
An amazing individual. There he goes. We'll be back with Daniel Eslin from Spain, and then a lot more, ladies and gentlemen. We're living in very interesting times.
Hey, Lee. ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, a month or so ago, they had the Davos, Switzerland World Economic Forum, kind of the public Bilderberg meeting, but a lot happens behind the scenes. Daniel has now gotten intel from his sources. He joins us from Spain. He's coming to the U.S. here very soon for a tour. His new book, of course, we carry at InfoWars.com, a new edition. The Bilderberg Group, incredibly powerful. Daniel, good to have you on with us. Break down the latest info you've got on the direction of the New World Order.
Well, good afternoon, Alex. To all your listeners, of course, I am in Spain. I am coming to the United States next week, and I'll be there for a couple of weeks making some noise. Hopefully a lot of people will participate. Again, just the latest information from this year's Davos Forum, as you said, it's Mini Bilderberg Open. Of course, everybody talks about it. Nobody talks about Bilderberg. I wonder why. The message from Davos this year is one world, in literally in every concept, shape, and form. The first point that these people talked about, again, behind the scenes, is the new hegemony. And, you know, I just want to read you a couple of paragraphs from some of the, you know, intel reports that we got. This is just one sentence. Wealthy individuals in the developed world have been among the greatest beneficiaries of globalization, leading a search for the highest risk-adjusted returns that has spread through other economies and social classes and into almost every nation in the world. Now, then there's the flip side to that. Just hang on a second. I'm going to flip to it. The same people are talking about at the opposite end of the spectrum, the other great beneficiaries of globalization, the wealthy will have both altruistic and self-interested reasons to demonstrate that economic freedom. Now, again, very, very important. We're talking about one world. We're talking about wealth. And what is the clincher for this point is they're talking about in the same report, and this is the sentence, they're talking about where does one find a legitimate base for the power of corporate management to make decisions that can profoundly affect the economic life of nations. Well, this is very, very funny because
they're saying which global government node do we use?
Well, exactly, you got it. And what's so interesting about that phrase, Alex, again, this is paraphrasing almost to the letter what George Ball said in 1968 at the Bilderberg meeting in Mont-Tremblant in Canada. And his phrase, and literally, I found it in my book, it is, where does one find a legitimate base for the power of corporate management to make decisions that will affect the lives of nations to whose governments they have only limited responsibility? Again, the message itself is very, very clear. The idea is the wholesale destruction of nation states. The same point that people like David Rockefeller and Etienne Davignon and the Kissingers are talking about.
But now their big debate is, do they use NATO, the UN? It's all part of the same structure run by the same people, but they're kind of searching, even in public discussions now, about what will be the prime, dominant, highest tower in this global government fortress. From your inside knowledge in Bilderberg and Davos and in Europe, what are they leaning towards? Publicly, it looks like a super NATO.
Well, you know, actually, my people are telling me is just public posturing to get people involved one way or another to take sides. You know how it works. It's like, you know, as if these were two football teams, you just decide which one you're going to bet on and play for. And I think that's basically the idea, because, again, the idea is
false
the
choice.
Same.
False choice, Jim.
Absolutely. You know, they're accelerating it. And what's amazing is how much of this stuff is coming into the open. They're no longer afraid, terrified, or worried or concerned about people standing up to them, whether it's before. It was always some kind of a hush-hush tones, you know, double meaning in their language. Well, no longer is it. And that's one of the key things I think we have to understand and be very, very aware of. Another thing that they talked about this year at Davos, and again, I'm reading from one of the reports called The New Hegemony, is global citizenship. Now, what do you think is that all about?
Well, global citizens are minions of a global government.
Exactly. And again, it goes back to the same ideas we talked about before. How do you establish a David Rockefeller, you know, utopian idea of the world or supranational sovereignty of world bankers, you know, and superpowers supersede national autodetermination practiced in past centuries? And of course, there are different ways of looking at it, but basically, the current parliamentary democracy works on a basis you have a head of state, be it president or prime minister, you have a parliament, which of course can be eliminated, taken out in any kind of a crisis situation, and then of course you have a third branch of government in charge of the financial system called the world over, the dependent central banking systems, and we know how independent the Federal Reserve is, European Central Bank, and the Queen's Treasury in England. Of course, all of these institutions are heavily interlocked with Bilderberg, with New World Order, with Davos, with Trilateral Commission, CFR, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, so when we are talking about global citizens, when we are talking about the new hegemony, we're talking about basically the same thing.
Well, an example of you saying they're coming out, we know for 50 years they've had programs with toy makers and cartoon makers, and that's been declassified, pushing world government. You know, the new Fantastic Four always helps the UN. The toys are all UN soldiers now. But now Marvel Comics admitting free comic books to all American school kids, teaching them that world government is good and villains fight world government. I mean, that's just
I didn't know that. When was this?
They announced it a month ago.
Oh, really? We didn't get this in Europe. Okay, but very interesting.
But the villains are people that fight the world government.
I see.
How base is that propaganda? How base is that?
Well, you know, another thing, speaking of base, another thing that these people talked about at this year's Davos, again, they are being very, very careful because I think, again, this, you know, this will be the key idea, is the destruction of nation states. Now, I got this from several people, which means it's obviously the truth. Now, you know, funny thing about the 20th century, I think, in my opinion, it will go down in future history as the century which is outstanding for the endless monotony of its popularly believed lies. Well, I think the 21st century, up to this point at least, is outstanding in how, you know, openly these people are discussing and promoting their One World Order plans. And again, one of the key issues coming out of this year's Davos, and strangely enough, none of the multimedia corporate elite who were present actually talked about it. They spoke in droves about all these things they're going to do to help the world, but none of them spoke of the wholesale destruction plans for the nation state, which is the basis of what we have in the world.
Why, Daniel, why are they suddenly so much more confident? Because it looks like they're having a lot of problems on many fronts. Why are they so confident?
Well, you know, I don't know. People are saying that they're having a lot of problems on a lot of fronts. I'm frankly not seeing it because, again, you see so many of them openly talking about, outspoken, about the same things that they were very hush-hush about 10, 15 years ago. They're coming out and openly talking about it. At least in Europe they do it. I imagine, obviously, in the United States and Canada as well, about the need to create a United Nations Army, about the need for the Rapid Reaction Force, which is a European version of European Army, about, you know, creating the North American Union, whereas before it was all dissimulated.
And, of course, how globalism works is because it is globalized. When they create a European Union, the U.S. and Canada are already harmonizing publicly all their laws with them, and then Latin America harmonizes with us, and Asia harmonizes with Europe and the U.S., aren't we really already under a global government? It's just...
Well, you know, for us as a first, I think we are. You know, generally speaking, again, if you look at the European unit, it is one big country made up of 27 nations. You have North America, Canada, United States, and Mexico. And again, now with the latest, the American and Canadian armies are coming under one command, of course.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to get your take on that. We knew that 5 years ago. You had American Blackwater people searching you at the airport in Canada. Yeah, talk about that. Now they're just open.
You know, again, for the people who haven't, you know, who don't know the story, when I came this year or last year in October to promote my book in the United States, I came through Canada. Well, I was almost not let into my country, and that really brought it home. The people who searched my bags were asking me the most ridiculous questions you can imagine, were American security guards working through DIMCorp, contracted by the Canadian government, and they basically told me that we decide whether you get into Canada or not. And that really brought it home that an American security contractor will tell a Canadian citizen whether he's allowed to enter his country or not. If people don't understand what that leads to, I think they better stick to Mickey Mouse and the Oscar nominations.
Well, reading the SPP documents from September that we got last year, from September 06, it was NORTHCOM was running the meeting. Go ahead.
Well, absolutely. When you and I were in Canada in 2006 in Canada covering Bilderberg, you and I, in the time that we spent together with Jim Tucker, we were talking about all the stuff going down, and again, goes all the way down back to 1996 when their plans were coming together for the creating of the North American Union by breaking Canada up into French and English-speaking Canada in order to merge the two parts together, Canada, English-speaking, and the United States. Of course, we stopped them. That was then. If you look at Canada today, fewer and fewer people are prepared to do this again. Why? Because I think, especially after 11 September, people are afraid their will to fight has been destroyed. The images of terrorists, just as in Stalinist Russia, there's terrorists in every street corner, has really brought it home who is running the show. And I don't know what the heck is going on, but I think, again, there is a reason why these people have lost their fear. I'm talking about the Bilderberger-led One World Order. I think, you know, all of this is coming together very, very quickly, and unfortunately, you know, they're basically saying to us, what you gonna do about it?
Well, I agree with you, but could it be hubris? I mean, I'm trying to see some light at the end of the tunnel here, and could it be because we did expose them, now they're forced to come out and admit it, but try to put a good face on it?
Well, you know, I think there's a little bit of both. I think they're closer to it than, you know, we would like, and not as nearly as close as they would like. It's not coming together as quickly from their point of view and too quickly from ours. But again, I think what we're witnessing right now, and I think this is the only hope we have, is the preservation of the nation states, the idea that countries, constitutions, they cannot be touched, they're sacred. And again, for the people who are listening to the show for the first time, you better understand that the politicians, the mainstream politicians running for the elections in the United States. None of these people out there, the Clintons, the Obamas, the McCains, they do not represent your interests. They're working against the interests
Final
of the United
segment
States.
With Daniel Estulin coming up.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's progressing. And it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Daniel, we've only got a few minutes left. Tell folks about your trip, some of the places you're going to be, and then go to danielesselin.com, learn more.
I'm going to be in New York City for 3 days. We have lots of interviews planned. We have a big show in Portland, Oregon. If people live in the area, please get the tickets. We're expecting a full house. I'm going to be also in Los Angeles for 3 or 4 days. We have a lot of things on the agenda. We have people calling from Canada. We have interviews planned in Seattle, in Miami, I think, as well, Philadelphia, in Chicago. This will be over the phone, obviously. And again, big trip, second trip to the States in the last 6 months. A lot of interest in the book. The book is still ranked in the top 500 on Amazon.com. If I have about a minute and a half, Alex, I was thinking before the break of what you said. Now, what can we do? You know, I think if a people is to participate in self-government, they must participate in the ideas by which society is self-governed. Ignorant, illiterate people cannot participate competently in self-government because they do not understand the issues of government and what they are. Again, if you think about the 19th century African-American slaves, literacy literally was the first condition of freedom. That, I think, is a key issue because, again, what the New World Order Bilderberg is trying to do is to destroy and to suppress our creative powers of reason.
Yeah, they've dumbed us down. They've massively dumbed us down, and everybody else is obsessed with their iPods, and so people better wake up or they're going to be slaves.
If we can wake up from this stupor, again, drunken stupor, I think it could literally mean the death of oligarchism because nations which foster the creative mental development of their population produce people which will not tolerate oligarchical forms of rule indefinitely. Only illiterate and technologically backwards population will. Indeed, I think illiteracy and technological backwardness are contributing causes for the emergence of this oligarchical one-world order rule. And again, all you need to do is just to look at the young United States as a federal republic as a demonstration of this point, because in the 18th century, the average American was culturally and economically superior to the average Briton of the 18th century. And again, that speaks volumes. The ideas, the interdependency between levels of technological progress and potential population density, which the Bilderbergers are trying to destroy.
I've got to get you up for a full hour. Maybe we can schedule that now for when you are in the United States. I want to thank you for all you've done. Folks can get your best-selling book at InfoWars.com right now, or stores all over the place, though it's sold out. Quite a few places are going into your fourth printing in the U.S. edition. Over a million-plus sold globally?
A million and a half, and amazing. A micro-publisher in the United States is publishing. Every big publishing house said, no, we're not interested, not right for us.
But what have you sold, like 40,000 copies in the U.S. now?
We've got, I think we're over 54, 55,000. We've done about 1,650,000 now worldwide. We just sold our 50th country. That's going to be coming out in Croatia. So we have the entire world for the exception of China and a couple of other nations.
Daniel, I'm going to have Trey call you here in a minute and try to get you set up for a full hour to take calls while you're here in town next month.
Great.
Thanks for spending time with us.
God bless you, Alex. Take care.
God bless you. Yeah, my book, his book, Bilderberg, my film, Endgame, they go together, cover a lot of the same material. You need to get them at InfoWars.com. Okay, I got a bunch of financial news. I got a ton. I've got the news about admitting autism caused by the Mercury federal court ruling. The feds admit it. This is a big deal. That's coming up after the break. Before we go any further, Innerfood is all organic superfoods. The food you're eating, even if it isn't GMO, has been debased. The fields have been debased. That's documented. This has 20 superfoods, dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheat grass, so many other things that are in it that you need, spirulina, chlorella. Balance energy all day long, healthy, radiant skin. Go to InfoWars.com, click on the Innerfood, InnerHealth Botanicals banner, and you get 10% off their already low prices. I take this every day. It is great stuff. And before I was taking this, I didn't have as much energy, and I don't take care of myself, folks, but I do things like this. Enerfood.com, Innerfood.com is the main website, or 1-866-762-9238. Order in bulk, get an additional 20% off on top the 10% when you tell them Alex Jones sent you, 1-866-762-9238, or Enerfood.com. Now, we've got like a 9.5 minute new Walter Cronkite clip. I'd always seen the short clip of him calling for global government and the guy introducing him doing it and Hillary. We found a larger clip on YouTube. It's like 9 minutes long. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. You can see it. Go watch it after the show if you want to now. But we're going to play. John's trying to edit down to like 3 minutes, so I have time to play it because I got a bunch of other stuff I want to cover when we get back. But that's coming up in the final segment of the show that's about 20 minutes away. Folks, we better rally. We better wake up. We better take action because this whole system is anti-human. It's murderous. They know what the GMO food's doing. They know what they're doing to us. It's just you have to get your mind wrapped around just how evil they are. Then you can understand. I know it's hard to believe, but the evidence is overwhelming.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. June 9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
And new numbers out today show inflation is on the rise. Consumer prices jumped 0.4% in January, higher than economists expected. The cost of food and fuel are the reasons. In the past 12 months, prices have risen 4.3%. And one of the ways you're surely feeling the effects of inflation is in the price of bread and pancakes and pasta, anything made with wheat. Today, a bushel sold for $10.33, more than double what it cost a year ago. As ABC's Sharon Alfonsi reports, consumers are eating those higher prices.
And now we go to Steve Shank. You know, we told you to get gold when it was 300, well, really 264 when we started back in 2000. Now it's 970 plus, went to 980 today an ounce. We've told you to get into storable, clean. By that, none of his food is GMO. Almost all of it's organic, but some of the bananas and stuff is just, you know, you can't say organic. It is non-GMO, and it pretty much is organic, but what, Steve, you say 99% of your stuff is organic. The point is it's clean, healthy food. It's where I've gotten food several times. I just got some more from Steve. It just came in today. I want to thank you, Steve. We just ordered that a week and a half ago, another year's supply, and I'm probably going to buy some more because I want to give some to some family that can't afford it. With inflation exploding, and it's 4.7% with their cooked numbers on top of the 3% they were already claiming. It's really about 20% a year. It was 15 last year with private sources. Ron Paul schooled Bernanke on that 2 days ago. head of the Federal Reserve, with all this GMO, with all the food shortages, with the dollar going down in value, we're now a cheap place to buy it. So the third world's coming in and Europe's coming in and buying up all our main food crops. This is a perfect storm. Steve Shank, thanks for coming on.
Well, hey, I'm glad to be here, Alex, and we've just seen some very interesting things. You know, you talked a little bit earlier about, you know, what we had been talking about a year ago, 6 months ago. A year ago, we broke the information about how the bees disappearing would affect the food supplies, and now, right now, we have the result of the shortages and all of the bee disappearance with their pollinizing about two-thirds of the food that we eat. And just this last weekend, 2020 came out with a big thing about the bees disappearing. They're only a year behind you, Alex. What can I say?
Well, they're a year behind you, my friend. And so it's the falling dollar, the bees, the ethanol, all of it's a perfect storm.
Well, yeah, and let me just, you know, You know that when you and I get on, our objective isn't to scare the daylights out of people. The only thing that I just want to point out is the stuff that we've been trying to tell folks and that we've been sharing as we go along, what we've been trying to do is, first of all, educate folks and let them know what's happening at the supply end of the food chain. But there's no way that people can know unless they're sitting in the spot that I am, and I share that with you. And you,
you're the nation's 27 years longest continually and largest horrible foods companies. No MSG, none of the garbage. I bought food before I knew about you that all had MSG in it. Why do so many of the horrible foods companies have MSG?
Well, it's a food enhancer. A lot of times, it's a flavor enhancer. It's used in a lot of the production, the foods, and a lot of the food storage organizations. You got to realize a lot of these people aren't really into food, storable food supplies, and knowing what it takes to keep a family healthy. They're marketers, and they're just buying whatever they can throw into a can, and it's getting quite dangerous because now that type of practice is life-threatening rather than just unethical. But we've had a situation come up here. I want to just touch on four things real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
That I think your listeners might be interested in. First of all, the reenactment of the bee thing. Now we're sitting in a situation that's the result of what's going on with the bees, and now the media is just telling us about the bees. The second thing is this doomsday seed repository. You and I talked about that about 6 months ago and told folks, hey, listen, the same people that are genetically altering the food to make you glow in the dark, walk sideways and one eye travel on the other side of your head, and that are working with hybridizing and genetically altering and have created the doomsday, or not the doomsday, but the Terminator seed, which forces farmers all over the world to have to buy seed every year so that the food supply worldwide and nationwide is basically controlled. These are the guys that are building the doomsday seed thing. And what that is, it's not a humanitarian effort like the news media came out with just 2 days ago and said how wonderful it is. The papers are also coming out and saying that no one person has a key to the vault.
I was about to say that we had one of the top experts on GMO foods, the best-selling author. He has the book that's the best-selling out there, interviewing 30 scientists, that the Monsanto and others really own and control these vaults because they know they're going to contaminate everything, and so they want to keep these seeds off the market.
It's called the mother seed. What they have to have is they have to have the mother seed that is a non-hybrid, a non-altered seed, so that they can
to get the original genetics to make more. Yeah,
that's exactly right. And so that is coming out now after, you know, 6 months after we squalled and hollered about it. And listeners, all this means, folks, is that if you have your own supply, then you will not be dependent on those who would control the food supply. Now, we've had another really interesting situation go on that I don't think I had a chance to mention with you, Alex, and that's one of our staffers here is married to a little gal from Japan, and Japan and China are really getting into it because Japan has to import an awful lot of its food from China, which is where we're importing a lot of our stuff from, and they're sending them the same poison tainted stuff that we get, and they're just not standing.
And by we, you mean the United States, not your company.
I'm sorry. Yeah, the United States, yes. And so what's happening is the very stuff that you and I have been talking about that's coming in, the Chinese imports and the Mexican imports and the third world country imports that we try and guarantee, by we meaning the J. Michael Stevens Group, guarantees people that they aren't going to get, this stuff is causing international problems. But there's an issue that came up. I just got a call yesterday from the folks down in Ephraim, Utah, that pack all the foods that eFoods and the JMS send out to you folks. And what's happened is Associated Foods. Now, these are the people that supply all of the independent grocery stores, other than the great big chains. They supply all the independent grocery stores. Wheat has become such an issue that starting next month, they are going to start rationing the flour that they send to these grocery stores. Now, this is a serious issue in with regard.
Well, the UN said this week, headline, even first world nations may begin rationing food, middle class to even be affected.
That's right. And now, just before you brought me on, there was that announcement with regard to wheat prices and things, and I think that they announced that it was
more than doubled.
Yeah, more than doubled. My call from Charlie this morning, which is that same supplier that I was telling you about that does all of our packing, said that as of this morning, wheat was going for $22.75 a bushel.
So just a day ago it was 10, and it was 4 before. Now it's gone to 20.
It's $22.75 this morning.
Folks, that looks like massive hyperinflation, and I'm seeing this in all the commodities. Look at gold going up to close to 1,000. Man, you know, Steve, it's when things are the scariest that I don't want to scare people, but if it's not this year or next year or whatever, and we probably don't have to wait, unfortunately, the whole world's getting crazier, everything's getting nuttier, and I just believe in storable foods, and I know you're the best company out there with the best prices. You warned people to buy it before February 11th because there was going to be a price increase. It's still been modest. You're even cutting into your meager profits. This is high-quality food. I mean, we've told them the facts. There's a lot more, but we've got some time to get into more of what's happening because you're in major food, you know, storage and preparation, so you're seeing it. That's how you could tell us a year before what was going to happen. But I want you to tell me now in the next year what you think is going to happen. But before we do that, tell them about your products.
Okay. Well, the foods that we ship out, folks, are very simply guaranteed not to have genetic alteration. They don't have any, MSG in it that'll make you kind of glow in the dark. No Mexican or Chinese imports. The whole objective is to get food out of the warehouses and into families' homes before this thing gets really goofy. All of these foods are dried straight from fresh raw. You cook with them just like you do straight out of the garden.
And this is being done by the experts in Utah who wrote the book on it.
Yep, exactly. And the difference between this, now one of the things that we tell folks, there are a couple of kinds of dehydrated foods. One is freeze-dried, and the other one is the dehydrated. What we tell folks, now we are going to be handling a line of freeze-dried. We've had it available for quite some time. We just don't have it up on the website because it confuses people. The freeze-dried is about 3 times more expensive, takes 4 times the space, and is great for backpacking and camping. And what we tell folks, until they have a 3 to 5 year supply of the dehydrated, not even to waste the resources on freeze-dried. And so don't be confused by that. One of the things that's happening, Alex, I think the folks from listening to you and from some of the things that we cover on Fearless Radio on my program, they realize that the food is absolutely excellent. One thing that happens anytime there's a panic situation or a deep concern like we have among our listeners and that you and I convey you're going to have a whole bunch of opportunists and carpetbaggers hopping on the bandwagon. If you look at what the number of food storage sites that are up right now compared to the ones that were even a month ago, it's just horrendous. Folks, you've got to be careful.
Yeah, you're playing with your life here. When you get storable food, you need to get the best quality. I've chosen to get mine from the J. Michael Stevens Group four separate times now, and the stuff lasts more than 10 years. Tell them about some of the food packages.
Well, basically, the way we structure things is with a year's supply for one adult, the objective is to have a balanced diet of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and grains and everything that you need, and it's extremely well balanced. Now, because of the fact that a lot of folks are already in a situation with the economy so that they really aren't in the position to throw in a 3, 4, 5-year supply, even a 1-year supply all at once, we came up with a 2-month supply for $349 that is just absolutely phenomenal. It's got 200 meals in it, and they're pretty much prepared so that all you do is add water and cook them. But there are a couple of things that I still need to cover with your listeners, Alex. We need to make an announcement with regard to the wheat. What we used to do up until about 2 months ago is we told folks when they ordered in the 1-year supply or multiples of the 1-year supply that they could save quite a bit of money by picking up the wheat that would go with that out in their local areas. That is becoming more and more impossible, so now we've started making it available to folks. But as a result of this last bunch of foolishness that's going on the marketplace, you got to realize, listen, think about this, folks. The farmers that are growing the wheat are not being subsidized like the farmers that are growing the corn that are putting into the ethanol. So as the dollar drops in value, what's going to also happen, not only is the wheat short, but what's going to happen is the farmers that have the wheat in their storage bins getting ready to sell it, if the dollar isn't of much value and these foreign countries come in with euros and things like that,
that
do have value,
they sell it to them.
They're going to sell it to them.
Yeah, see, that's what it's like to be a third world nation, folks.
Yep.
And look, it's turning out to be even worse than I thought it was. You know, Steve Yergo's like, it's pretty bad. There's going to be food shortages. And I'm like, maybe a little bit. But and he said, no, the dollar, fuel, then the farmers will feed it to their animals, on and on and on. Meat goes up. Delivery goes up. It's a cascade. And how long can you hold prices? They're still very reasonable. How long can you hold prices? When will the next jump be?
Well, I tell you what, if you look at a food supply organization that has reasonable prices and is doing any kind of a sale right now, you run, don't walk away from them, because they're selling old stuff from inventory. What we're shipping out right now.
That's right.
Now,
the stuff,
Alex,
you do is what, usually about a month old. You just packed it?
Oh, well, no, it's packed as we get the orders. It's a month old that we got it into the warehouse.
No, that's what I meant, because I've talked to you
earlier. Yeah, it's all fresh stuff. And so the reason we had this last price increase, and we're going to put some stuff up on the Internet as to what caused it. The reason we had it is we had to buy the next bunch of stuff, and it was so expensive that we had to pass some of that along.
No. I was at a pizza place a few weeks ago, Manja, great pizza, and there was a sign up saying, we're sorry the pizzas are 40% more, but milk's more, wheat's more, it may have to go up again. And now stores are, look, see, give them the number for the year's supply, the 2-month supply. It's still very affordable compared to what the grocery store would cost.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's past 60% savings right now. Anyway, phone number is 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. If you can do it on the Internet, get up on efoodsdirect.com. Now, I need to give you an alert, folks. Those of you who have ordered 1-year supplies or multiples of it, and have not been able to find wheat in your local areas, please contact us. We will ship wheat, but we will only ship the amount of wheat to you that will match the number of year supplies you have. We have to conserve the wheat that we have. We've got.
So you literally can only now sell wheat to prior customers.
We will not sell wheat separately. We will ship it to prior customers that have not been able to get theirs based on the number of units that they need to have supplied. The present customers, we will ship wheat to them to match what they're ordering. We will not ship extra wheat. We just can't because we have to have enough wheat to go with the other foods that they're getting.
Give them the number again.
I apologize for having a limit of it. We are.
It's now happening. What you said is now happening. 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Huge banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can't miss them. At the very top is our number one sponsor. We just love the gentleman that we have on air. Steve is just a fabulous person. He really does care. It really is high quality. I researched it. I didn't know 10 years ago when I bought some it was junk. Then I found out who's the best. This is the guy, and I've been getting food from him now for about 9 years. Folks, look, even if none of this stuff happens, but it is happening, and let's say everything turns out okay, this is insurance you can eat. This is stuff that's high quality. It stores in very small areas. It's very heavy per can. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Steve Shank, thanks for spending time with us.
Hey, it's nice talking with you again, Alex. Be good.
You bet. Let me talk to you during the break real fast. We'll be right back with the final segment in that big Walter Cronkite clip.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we played this before, but now we got even more. This is a synopsis, about 3.5 minutes, of Hillary Walter Cronkite, the head of the World Federalist Society, talking about bizarro stuff. Here it is.
the Global Governance Award, Walter Cronkite. World government is the structure necessary for global justice. You, sir, have been a lifelong advocate of this principle, and it is appropriate, therefore, that we present you with this amethyst shield.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Those of us who are living today can truly influence the future of civilization. We can influence whether our planet is going to live or die, whether it's going to drift into chaos and violence, or whether through a monumental educational and political effort, a monumental effort, we will achieve a world of peace under a system of law where individual violators of that law are brought to justice. For how many thousands of years now have we humans been what we insist on calling civilized? And yet, in total contradiction, we also persist in the savage belief that we must occasionally, at least, settle our arguments by killing each other. While we spend much of our time and a great deal of our treasure in preparing for war, we see no comparable effort in establishing peace. Meanwhile, emphasizing the sloth in this regard, those advocates who work for world peace by urging a system of world law and order, world government, if you please, are called impractical dreamers to yield up some of our sovereignty. That's going to be, to many, a bitter pill. It would take a lot of courage, a lot of faith, a lot of persuasion for them to come along with us on this necessity. Today, we must develop federal structures on a global level. To deal with world problems, we need a system of enforceable world law, a democratic federal world government in our global village, all of which are going to have to be convinced to give up some of that sovereignty to the better, greater union. And it's not going to be easy. Most important, we should sign and ratify the Treaty for a Permanent International Criminal Court. That is now at the core of the World Federalist Movement's drive. That court will enable the world to hold individuals accountable for their crimes against humanity. Their leader, Pat Robertson, has written in a book a few years ago that we should have a world government, but only when the Messiah arrives. He wrote, and literally, any attempt to achieve world order before that time must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
Good evening and congratulations, Walter. We honor you for lending your voice to the cause of human rights around the world and for your lifelong commitment to international human rights law. You have stirred our consciences and challenged all of us to live closer to the words of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Now again, see, the global government will help us and give us peace, but it's the bloodthirsty New World Order killers that are running it and causing most of the problems. I'll be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Retransmission starts. We had an incredible top economist on. We had an incredible guest about GMO foods on. We had it all, ladies and gentlemen. And the retransmission starts now at Infowars.com on the Internet. The show continues after this break if you missed any of those incredible interviews. Also, don't forget Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse. Aloe vera is literally a superfood. It's right up there with hemp. And its real factors are known in the guts, cleaning you out, detoxifying, flushing it all out. I believe in this product. I take this product. 1-800-569-4056. Look into aloe vera, concentrated tablets. Look into it and then call them and get a bottle. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order, and I'll see you live Sunday. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.